Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The number of coronavirus cases in New York continues to climb, and Governor Cuomo says the state is still 4 to 8 days away from hitting its peak, the apex. There are now over 113,000 positive cases of COVID-19, the majority in the city. And for the first time since the outbreak began, Nassau County is now reporting more cases than Westchester. At today's daily briefing, Cuomo admits he's ready for all of this to be over.
It's only gone on for 30 days since our first case. It feels like an entire lifetime. I think we all feel the same. This stresses this country, this state, in a way nothing else has, frankly, in my lifetime. It stresses us on every level. The economy is stressed. The social fabric is stressed. The social systems are stressed. Transportation is stressed. It's right across the board.
The governor says New York is still in need of medical workers, even though 85,000 healthcare workers have volunteered. That includes 22,000 from out of state. The need for ventilators, also critical, but Cuomo says China will help facilitate a donation of 1,000 ventilators. Oregon is chipping in as well, sending in another 140. Now, New York City has been the epicenter of the outbreak. Overnight, the city saw its biggest spike in COVID-19 cases and deaths since this outbreak started a month ago. Just in one day, 305 New Yorkers died from the virus, with close to 12,000 being treated at local hospitals. The search is on for more of those ventilators and healthcare workers. Mayor de Blasio predicted an even tougher week to come. More on this with WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
For a mayor who prides himself on his bluntness, it's an especially direct assessment.
We are beginning now a race against time as we prepare for next week.
Where the need will become even greater, says Mayor de Blasio.
What do we need for next week? A minimum of 2,500 to 3,000 ventilators.
And there's an even more urgent request for healthcare workers, which led to an alert going out on phones across the city. But de Blasio says it shouldn't stop there. He's calling on Washington to start up a national enlistment program.
To bring all available medical personnel into the fight wherever that fight is raging the most.
When asked if the city has enough protective equipment to support so many more doctors and nurses, de Blasio says those workers can make choices.
Will we have to ration? Absolutely, because we're doing it now, and we're absolutely going to have to keep doing it.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
And in the middle of this health crisis, there's still a financial crisis. Governor Cuomo and the state legislature had to come up with a budget. They were able to do so. Details with WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian.
Governor Cuomo said it bluntly. Passing the state's budget was difficult because the state has no money.
We are heavily reliant on the federal aid legislation that gets passed.
Cuomo describes the budget itself as novel since it will fit according to the state's future revenues or losses. It will cut $10 billion in spending to make up for losses due to the coronavirus pandemic. The governor says he's been in contact with Speaker Nancy Pelosi about federal funds coming to the state.
She understands my position on how New York was shortchanged in the past bill, and she said she's going to do everything she can do to help New York.
The budget also includes a new paid sick leave program, banning fentanyl, and adjusts the state's controversial bail reform law. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
As part of the budget bill, the Cuomo administration can cut spending on its own if lawmakers don't come up with their own plan within 10 days. We can get you the forecast for now with meteorologist Bill Dager. We're seeing the clouds break a bit, some sunshine and some spots too.
Yeah, Kevin, it's looking a whole lot better than it was just a couple of hours ago when we woke up to some fog, some low clouds, and rain and drizzle. The showers have moved to our south. The sunshine is moving in from the north. That is the break in the clouds moving from north to south. Very clear right now across the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, and even into parts of our northern New Jersey. A few breaks around the city. We'll see more of that over the coming hours. A little sunshine out there, and that'll make for a decent afternoon. A high of 56. Tonight, a few clouds, low 45. Tomorrow, we end up milder despite more clouds than sun, high 61. Monday and Tuesday, a couple of partly sunny, downright warm days with a high of 65 each afternoon. And then showers return Wednesday, high 59.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.